see the numbers that fit the bank.
If the numbers are moving.
All right.
It's 6 o'clock on Wednesday, January 23rd. I'd like to call a Historic Preservation Committee meeting to order. First order of business is a roll call. Rop, here. Cappuccino, Simmons?
Here.
Baller?
Here.
Fredericks?
Here.
Juno?
Here.
Mooney?
Here.
Gendrich is excused, I guess. Next order of business is to modify or adopt tonight's agenda. Trevor, do you have any changes for us from the agenda?
No changes.
Any other? We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Item number 3, approved minutes from October 24th, 2018. Seems like a long time ago.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Item number 4, announcements. Trevor, do you have announcements for us?
Yes, I have a couple. The first one, just wanted to thank Jim again for setting up the open house. Most everyone was there for that property on Ducharme. I understand it is now sold. Spoke with the owner at the beginning of this month, and she's not really sure what she's going to do with it yet, or at that time. But she wants to restore it as much as she can. So, the second one, I sent you all an email received from the Wisconsin Historical Society is going to be doing doing listening sessions on what their new museum should look like, and we'll be having a listening session at the Neville Public Museum on January 31st, next Thursday, from 5:30 to 6:30. So if you make it, that'd be great. And then the third item, our deputy clerk and I worked on some pieces of our website this week, and we have on here a new section under community development, historic preservation, that wasn't on there before. And just a little bit about what the committee does. Certificate of appropriateness application is found there. Link to the chapter, and then a link to the census survey report, as well as a link to the Wisconsin Historical Society's website. So, just a little piece of information in case you were looking or had someone ask questions, you can direct them to our website. That's it.
Any announcements from the committee? I thought it was interesting. It's kind of neat that that carriage house was, there's an activity on it that it was sold. And those of us who went there could see lots of work, lots of money, and lots of issues. I have a friend that knows the person that bought it, and he was saying that, you remember in the ground floor where they had the mechanics area, mm-hmm. Rather than have a lift, you drove over, and then there was a pit, and that's where the mechanics worked. But apparently, the owner had some ideas about turning it into some kind of a spa-like place, you know, with, I don't know, it was just, you know, she was going to keep it and turn it into something. So, good luck. Yeah, thought it was interesting. If there are no more announcements, we'll go on to item number 5, public appearances.
No, we have something else.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. This year you're going to be talking about the Sunlight Park 100-year celebration. And I'd like the different neighborhoods to take a larger picture in what's called a sense of place. That's a very common term out there. And all the different neighborhoods, which are comprised of either a major subdivision like Sunlight Park or smaller subdivisions, have what's called a sense of place. And I would like to see the different neighborhoods tell their story in a walking tour format with a booklet, and individual neighborhoods could do their own thing. And what I'd like to see is, as far as a sense of place, you take a look at the structures, the different housing stock that you have, as well as the landscape architecture. And the landscape architecture is very important because the Sunlight Park area was really the embodiment of the start of the beautiful subdivisions. Instead of just a square city blocks, you have this beautiful subdivision thing, and that creates a sense of place with the parks and the structures and having people get together. So in addition to the Sunlight Park, I'd like to see some sort of format so that if individual neighborhoods are interested, they could create a walking tour and follow whatever you do on the Sunlight Park thing and then do it for their own neighborhoods, Old Alloway and the different areas. Okay? Thanks.
Anyone else? Okay, we'll go on to item number 6, discussion and action regarding proposed work for 535 Green Avenue.
Hi, I'm Tom O'Rourke. So we've got the commendation all lifted off the property. We've done a lot of work getting rid of the power source that was bolted on the front of the building. That's all gone now. What I'd like to do is take down the berms that wrap around the tank and make that off-street parking and access to the rear tank. We want to cut in about a 10-foot door to get into the rear tank to turn that into the art gallery. So I'm going to be going to the city tomorrow and having a discussion with grading about taking that down and then cutting the holes in both the rear tanks. I'm going to apply for one 10-foot access panel to the rear tank and two passageway panels to the front square tanks. I just want to let you know what we're doing.
Okay. Thank you. Trevor, you gave us a copy of the historic conservation easement.
Yes. Yeah, I received an email from Tom and Jim the other day asking if that work that Tom just mentioned would need a certificate of appropriateness. And taking a look at it, the historic conservation easement, I gave you an extra copy in case you didn't have it. But on the first page, it just lists the type of work that would require a certificate of appropriateness. And in my opinion, at least, the work that Tom will be doing is not relevant would not need a certificate of appropriateness. So, but would certainly like the committee's input as well. If you have a different opinion or any thoughts to share with Tom.
Any questions I can answer about it?
Okay. No, I see that the request that we had as a committee, you know, the Mediterranean revival style, you know, with the roof, the mansard roof and the tiles and the facade, and those are the items that we wanted to identify as ones that we wanted to preserve. And I don't know that we ever talked about anything that related to the tank in the back of the property. It's good that there's a plan for it. So, I mean, I personally don't have any objection or any problem with just saying that there's no problem.
The other two people are going to tear it down.
Pardon?
The other two groups are going to tear the tank
out. Yeah. And you have a way to, you know, to preserve its unique quality.
And keep the industrial feel to it.
Yeah. And a gallery. It's good.
A good gallery.
Walk around. Any other comments? Questions? Trevor, do we need a motion to approve the historic conservation easement, or how should we work it?
I think if you did want to make a motion, maybe just saying that the community's opinion on the scarce properties that you need it or something like that. It's up to you.
Yeah. That could be a motion if someone wants to make it. That being that, in our opinion, our certificate of appropriateness is not needed to move forward with the project. So,
I'll make that motion. Okay. Certificate appropriate.
Right.
For the green property is not needed.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Excuse me?
Within the motion, I think maybe you want to include for the items that were listed by Tom.
Remember in the berm, the 10-foot door and the two passage doors?
Just in the event that there's more work, there will be more work coming, and that work might be a certificate of appropriateness.
So that way we've identified what items would not be needed. So, would you like to amend?
I don't know what the proper wording on that would be, and how you want to say that. That it's not needed for the berm and the entrance, or
maybe just approving the items listed by Tom O'Rourke, such as removing of the berms, the 10-foot entrances into the wells, and I think there's two other service doors.
Two access doors to the square tank and one 10-foot door to the brown tank.
Approving it as it does not fall under the need of a certificate of appropriateness.
Yeah, that's my motion.
Good. Do we have a second?
Work on the tanks don't need certificate of appropriateness.
We have an amended motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Item number 6, discussion action regarding 100-year anniversary for Sunlight Park.
All right, real quick, Molly, because the projector keeps going in and out. I just wanted to bring up what Howard shared earlier. This is a map from Brown County's collection, and it shows the old subdivision here, Sunlight Park. Just, I guess, for a point of reference, shows the actual Sunlight Park here. There's private park here, and then Sunset Park is labeled over here. So I guess that would be the defined area over here. I think it was mentioned last month that this would be discussed at maybe the Parks Committee, and Dina, I know you're part of that. Put you on the spot. If you'd like to share.
I did bring it up, and the conversation, I guess, really just led to more public outreach through social media about the history of the park, but at the present time it didn't really sound like anybody from the Parks and Rec Committee was, you know, to have like a formal celebration or anything out there. That didn't really come up at all. Not to say it can't happen, but it was just more about the publicity through social media was what they felt comfortable with.
So
But if we want to do something more, you know, obviously we can.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is this an initiative that is coming from our committee mainly, or is this a Village of Alloway initiative to try and do something to recognize the centennial? I mean, where did the idea come from? And who's, is anyone else working on it besides us?
I believe Jim brought it up last week.
Actually, I believe that the Historic Alloway Society, Rita, followed up, mainly because of the homes, the historic homes right around Sunlight Park, the Minahan House, the historic nature of the houses right around Sunlight Park. So I believe it came from the Historic Alloway Society, Rita Houston.
Howard, Cecile, you live in that neighborhood. Do you have a block party annually or anything?
You know,
yeah, we do, don't we?
Yeah, we do. It's usually in the summer. And, you know, probably what could be done, because isn't it, is it May the month? Or it could be done in the summer also. It could be done in conjunction with that. Usually what happens is there is a flyer that's sent out to the neighborhood. And everyone just brings...
bring some food to share or something.
Yeah.
And it's at the park.
And then they have games for kids. And,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like a... And I think it's usually done on a Sunday evening. So it could certainly be in conjunction with that. I mean,
yeah,
it's not like any set date during the summer.
It could be whenever the community has their annual event.
Right.
I've never been there. It was always when we were on vacation, I think. Somewhere where we couldn't get to it.
Yeah.
And
but it has a good turnout because a lot of families come with their kids.
Yeah.
And then they'll either be grilling or they'll just be... You know.
And there's been some turnover in the homes in the past, since we've lived there, 7-8 years. A lot of younger families with kids. And so kids and dogs. And they're all over.
Yeah.
And so that it would be a good time to do that. Whenever they have it, then that would be the time to do it. Jim.
I might suggest that you do a combination block party walking tour and have it in conjunction with the Historic Alloway Society, putting together, you know, people in the neighborhood can gather their own, make their own booklet for their own neighborhood. But if you have a combination block party walking tour, then people can see the different home styles, and, you know, it's something similar to what's done in Astor Park.
Mm-hmm. So that this little map that I found and then couldn't find again, Trevor found it again. I thought it'd be good if he put it up rather than me making copies of a little sheet that I printed off at home. That's the neighborhood, if you will, that's platted. This was in 1935, so I don't know how far back it goes. I mean, the flyer we got, the copy of the newspaper article that Rita Houston provided was 1919, and it talks about the park and being the center for homes. You could buy a lot for $400 or something like that. So I don't know. But we talked, and Jim brought it up, and we talked at least once or twice about how that Sunlight Park addition could be a candidate for a nomination to the National Register at some point. And that's it. I mean, that would represent Sunlight Park as those two streets. And in 1935, Arrowhead Drive was called Marquette Boulevard, which is fine that they changed it to Arrowhead. But and there was also that little park. You can hardly see it. It's in the middle of, if you can, yeah, it's in between the I and the G in the word Sunlight. That's the park. And there's a street that never was built, or never was put through to the west of that, and it was called Orchard Drive or Orchard Lane or something like that. And it was never there. I mean, the homes were built on that spot. And
I think it's significant. You see where it says Green Bay Golf Syndicate?
Yeah.
One of the first country clubs in the region was the Fox River Country Club, which was
this was part of this subdivision. So the Fox River Country Club was down at the, was right on the river, mm-hmm. and then the golf courses ran up through there. So this was one of the first Quantum Beach Country Club subdivisions.
And the golf course,
still had
the country club was in existence in 1935, the country club was there.
In 1917, yeah, it was the first, the first golf course started three holes down in Astor Park, and they grew up, and then they put a couple holes down in De Pere, and that didn't work, and they wanted something bigger, and
then they had
the real official
space
country
here.
Club became this, yeah. And it only had nine holes. They, a lot of the members here wanted to do 18 holes like they had in Chicago and the bigger cities, and they started Oneida. But this was the precursor to Oneida Country Club.
The other thing that I thought of interest was interesting, and I don't know if, Trevor, if you found that or not, it's on the Brown County GIS, you know, the app or website, they have aerial photographs. And there's an aerial photograph. The earliest one was 1938. Yeah, 1938. And it's kind of fuzzy because, you know, they weren't taking a lot of pictures out of airplanes back then. And but the one in 1938 was interesting because there were very few homes there. The Roger Minahan home was built the previous year, 37. And there were two or three others, but you can see all those plots, you know, on either side of those two streets that there's nothing there. And if you go east on Arrowhead Drive, there's one property there you can see right there. That's my neighbor. And my wife and I live in the vacant lot, or on the lot next to him. And I don't know when that house was built, but you can see there was not much there, and they had a... I just thought it was interesting that they had kind of a long-range plan. If they developed this in 1919 and in 1938, there were just a few properties in that area. I think it was the early 50s when things kind of took off. But I just thought it was of interest to see what was there in 1938 as opposed to today, a lot of trees, and the streets had little tiny trees planted. When you go back to the 38, you know, maybe you can't see all those little black dots or trees. You can drill down and see them a little better, but yet everything else is fuzzy. So I just thought.
Are they pretty good guesses? Those are all elm trees, too.
Yeah, they were. I'm sure. Yeah. And
so I'd be willing to volunteer Historic Alloway Society to work with the Sunline Park Homeowners Association to come up with a walking tour, a neighborhood walking tour book, mm-hmm. for your summer block party, which would also be the 100-year anniversary. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. Normally they're just, you know, you run them off a copy machine, staple them in the middle, and you're done. They're not real, mm-hmm. you know, they cost $1 a piece to make. So.
As part of that, I think it would be good, well, just that's just me being a history nut, would be to really have something put together about the history. What happened from 1919 going forward? You know, what events took place there? I mean, I know our neighbor talks about how they used to flood the park, and they had hockey, or they had skating there. You know, they don't do that now, but they used to. And I'm sure in that 100 years there were things of importance, or at least interesting things that happened there. And I think it would, when I'd even be interested in, I know I get carried away with this kind of stuff, but I'd be interested to know who owned it originally. You know, I mean, I own property in Minnesota that was owned by the railroad and it was owned by the lumber company, and they raised cattle on it, and you know, you can trace all that back when you used to be able to get a physical abstract mm-hmm. of your property, you know, which I don't think we've seen one in a while, but I don't know, that would be something that would be nice for someone like yourself.
So if you got
or to give us some information
in the park, so and kind of what I'm thinking is whatever we do for Sunlight Park, we should kind of document and make it as a template so that other neighborhoods, if they wanted to do something similar, you know, they could do it. Because all the neighborhoods, we had a lot of neighborhoods that were built between 1930 and 1970. Mm-hmm. So, why don't you know, if you wanted to make a motion to, you know, work with Historic Galway, and I can take the lead on that part of it, and work with your neighborhood association to put together a walking tour book that would be ready for the summer party celebrating the 100-year anniversary.
That's not really a motion to this board, though.
Do we need to have a motion? And, you know, is this an action item, or is this just something that we should agree that we want to go forward with it? And
but I think he's asking for the neighborhood association, not the preservation
committee. No, well, you would do it as a board, and so on behalf of the Historic Galway Society, I can commit to working on the template with the board, and then you would then reach out to the association, but it would be with the commission and the board and the society, and then you would reach out to the neighborhood association.
So basically what we would be saying is that we think it's a good idea, and we'd like to do it. And this little document here that came from a newspaper article of June 21st, 1919, you know, advertises Sunlight Park, and so excerpts from this could be in a document, you know, reminding us that we could have bought a lot for $450 with all improvements.
Who developed that?
What's that?
Who developed Sunlight Park?
That would be Katy Land Development, and they did the subdivision adjacent to the prison, and they did a lot of subdivisions, so they were very good.
That's the kind of thing that I think some of the newer homeowners in our on those streets and adjacent streets also would be interested in knowing that there is a it's kind of a historic area, and there's things that happen there. Again, I'm not trying to get off the subject, but my wife and I lived on Colfax Avenue in South Minneapolis for some years, and Colfax was a vice president under Lincoln, I think, Schuyler Colfax. So we had block parties, and so one year someone put together a biography of Schuyler Colfax, from whom our street was named, and it was just kind of interesting, and nobody knew that. I didn't know. I hadn't started reading history back then. And so some history would be good to go along with that. So do we need a motion to say that we agree that we'd like to work together with Historic Galway to produce a booklet? So are we going to agree by means of a motion, or are we just going to all say yes? I don't think we need a motion. I think
if you have a motion, then people who read your minutes will know that it's a thing, right? That's a real thing. So really what you want to do is you want to create the booklet for the...
Yeah, I mean, it'll be in the minutes, either way. That we
our discussion will be in the minutes.
Yeah. It's certainly up to you if you want to make a motion or not.
I think it's stronger than a motion.
But, I mean, it will be more or less Cecile and Howard contacting me, and then the neighborhood group then doing the work. It's, I mean, nothing necessarily the committee itself is working on.
I would recommend, that the committee kind of do this as a pilot program to see if it's something that other neighborhoods wanted to do. So I do have the abstracts. I collect abstracts. So I collect abstracts. That's what I do. He collects. I collect abstracts.
I kind of thought
so
you
So I have the abstracts for the park.
Good.
Because that's one of the best subdivisions that we have, and it's most clearly defined, and that type of subdivision is described in the National Register bulletins as being significant, the golf course subdivision. So it is a significant part. So if you had something as simple, it starts with just a walking tour booklet like they have in Astor Park, and it can grow from there, or it may only be a booklet forever. But if you start with you say that you'd like to work with, the motion is to have volunteers work with the Historical Society to create a walking tour booklet that would be ready for your summer block party celebrating the 100-year anniversary. That would be an appropriate motion.
So I'll entertain a motion to do what Jim said.
Create a booklet for summer.
Yeah. I'll make that motion.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Opposed? Motion carries. We'll look forward to...
I'll work with you guys on that.
Look forward to doing it. Yeah. Thank you. Item number 8, discussion regarding Historic Preservation Month.
So this is to get a jump start in the discussion. We can talk more about this in April, but typically what we do is we do a proclamation every year. In the past, we open up different facilities to tour and do that sort of thing. This year, we certainly can do that proclamation again, but then we also were talking among staff in our other departments that we'd like to put out some information on social media on Instagram and Facebook, and try and get people to share some of their pictures too, see if they have any past pictures of Alloway or something like that that they want to share, and that way we start collecting some of those images too. But then also maybe some stories that they're willing to share on social media. Something pretty simple, on as far as staff time, it really wouldn't take a lot, but we could get some valuable information maybe for future documentary writers, something like that. But maybe we won't get anything, but...
No, I was just thinking that the Neville Museum has quite a collection of photographs and things like that, and that might be a place to try and identify some of those things that people don't have.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So anyone that, and I might be someone who might want to go to the Neville Museum and do that, and so whatever anybody finds, and you can bring it to the committee or send it to. Should they bring it to the committee or send it to Trevor? You don't want to have a box full of photographs or things, do you? I mean, how's the best way to? We're talking about doing something. How are we going to find information?
I think if someone were to scan or had the ability to scan or bring in pictures and then you can always scan it, and then we just keep them that way.
Just electronic copies. Yeah. I can scan stuff. If I find things, I'll scan them and send them to you. Okay.
So that was my thoughts. Yeah. If anyone had any other thoughts tonight or this will probably be on the agenda again in April.
It's good to try and do something more than just issue a proclamation saying that we agree it's a good idea to have Historic Preservation Month. We support it. Let's have it supported with some activity. And good. Anything
will
else?
Will the Robinson Hill matter be that?
Pardon?
The nomination or anything, will that be complete?
It is pretty close.
That leads us to item number 9.
I didn't know if that was something for Historic Preservation Month.
Sure. It may be submitted by then, but it wouldn't be approved officially, but something to consider.
So we couldn't really do anything other than say it's been submitted. We wouldn't have a, like we did with Miramar, we couldn't actually have a ceremony because that might be another year, depending on when the government opens up again. Trevor asked me if I knew where the name Robinson Hill came from, and I couldn't remember. Jim, do you know? Pardon?
He was the publisher, I think, of our second newspaper, him and his brother, Charles Robinson, and they had a house on there, and that's they were publishers in New York.
Trevor, do you need something from Jim to, because you had a question about it that you wanted to have, like a specific answer.
Jim, if you have something, send that way, that'd be great. I know Bobby, I asked a similar question to Bobby, because she was part of that intensive survey group back in the day, and you did send me some information. I haven't quite looked at it yet. But,
so we have.
Jim, if you have anything, that'd be great. So I guess an update on that, if we're at number nine. They're real close to submitting it. They just had a question on the name and origin. And as soon as they are able to find out that, then they'll submit it to the state. And then that'll be a couple months before that gets on the agenda. And then, like Howard said, whenever the government decides to open up, the federal government, I'm sure they have created some backlog. So hopefully by next year, May, we can do the sign ceremony or something.
We'll have another street sign unveiling like we did at Miramar. They had a good turnout. That was a good, I thought it was a well-attended event. And anything else on item number nine?
Nope.
Then I guess we'll go on to item number 10, next meeting date and agenda items.
What did you say, April?
If we do the quarterly thing, April 24th would be the next one. Obviously, anything comes up, Tom's projects or something, we need at a time.
So April 24th, is that okay with everybody? Are there any agenda items that we should be thinking about, or do you want to just wait until we get closer to that time and you can put something together?
I'll put the proclamation on there.
Yeah.
Do the same one we do every year, and then you can put the Historic Preservation Month as an action item if any committee members have any activities that you want to plan or something like that. We can discuss that as well.
We might want to even have a, if we have any update on the activities that we've been talking about for Sunlight Park, Centennial and those items, if there's something that we could report on, either Jim, from your perspective or from whatever we've done, to kind of keep us moving forward on that.
Because we'd have a date by then.
Yeah, by then we'd know
when we're going to do it.
When the neighborhood, when we're going to have the picnic. Yeah.
Hard to think about it today.
I know, yeah, it's not picnic weather.
Yeah.
Just got a picture of from our neighbor who emailed something. She's in Jamaica.
Oh, nice.
Rub it in, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, then, I guess we're ready for item number 11. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? We're adjourned.
I do have one point of trivia.
Yeah?
First block party in Sunlight Park was 1832 with the Native American Indians doing the war dances at the Indian Agency House on Stanbaugh Road before they went to fight in the Black Hawk War.
Wow. Now there's a
1832 Black Hawk War. Party on the river.
Well, there's the cover of your booklet right
there. There we go.
Party on the river.
a party on the river.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Yeah.